and shock mixed with a tragic sense of familiarity as details emerged about the shooting at Santa Fe High School. Here are some voices from yesterday's attack. Senior Bree Butler told NPR she was in history class when it began.
We kind of barricaded the door a little bit. While we were closing the door, a girl came up to the door and was like, "Let me in, let me in." And she was crying. And then finally somebody asked her, "What's happening?" She said that she had heard gunshots.
A student named Evan San Miguel told local station KTRK he was lucky to have only been grazed by a bullet.
Terrifying, terrifying. Like, I didn't even know if I was going to make it home or not.
The hospital was prepared. Dr. Safi Medane is ER medical director for Clear Lake Medical Center that received several of the victims.
We provide counselors, and we do have clergy here to help with the grieving process.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a vigil Friday evening for the victims.
Tragedy does strike. The hurting rips you apart. But soon we realize that God has provided us a different pathway to go down than what we had expected before.
Bree Butler says part of her did expect something like this because she has seen it so many times on the news. And yet,
you always think it's not going to be me. It's just weird to think that this isn't another state or another city even. This is my high school.
Voices on the shooting at Santa Fe High School.